You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.
The word is endpoint. Spelled E as in email, N as in noob, D as in device, P as in ping, O as in overflow, I as in infinite, N as in no op, and T as in Thomas. Definition 1, a hardcore punk band out of Louisville. Definition 2, a recursive definition, a device connected to a network that accepts communications from other endpoints, like laptops, mobile devices, IoT equipment, routers, switches, and any tool on the security stack. Example sentence. Most organizations have a large number of endpoints connected in their network. Origin and context. In the early days of computing, the first endpoints were big mainframes. By the 1970s, researchers began experimenting with self-replicating code distributed to those endpoints via their common networks, like the Creeper Worm, written by Bob Thomas in 1971. By the 1980s, personal computers had entered the market, and in 1986, the Brain Boot Sector virus started to propagate. According to Daniel Snyder at Info Carnivore, Brain Boot came with contact information for the authors who created it. It was a simpler time. By the late 1980s, the first antivirus programs started appearing as freeware or shareware tools. Between 1987 and 1989, researchers used a bulletin board chat group called VirusL to exchange information, tools, and shareware for the purpose of removing virus infections. By the early 1990s, personal computers, the new endpoints, became common office tools, and commercial antivirus vendors catered both to the home user and business IT shops. But it was clear at this point that endpoints must be protected in cyberspace. Cybersecurity nerd lore. One of the VirusL bulletin board chat group members was John McAfee. In 1989, McAfee started his own endpoint protection company, McAfee Associates, and in a few short years became one of the most famous and eventually infamous cybersecurity personalities ever. In 1992, he launched a marketing campaign that warned the world of the Michelangelo virus that he claimed could already be infecting up to 5 million PCs worldwide. He predicted that on 6 March of that year, it would destroy the data on all those infected hard drives. Sales boomed. According to Andrew Kautz at the website Digital Trends, by that March, at least half the Fortune 500 companies had deployed the McAfee Associates antivirus product. But on 7 March, nothing happened. Security pundits accused Mr. McAfee of fabricating the entire thing. By 1994, Mr. McAfee's reputation was so bad that the board forced him out of his company with a whopping $100 million severance package. After that, he dabbled in a few other businesses, became a yoga guru, and enthusiastically embraced the sport of aero trekking, an insane sport which, according to Clouds, involves soaring through the air on a half-motorcycle, half-hang-glider contraption called a kite plane. After an accident where two people died, Mr. McAfee fled to Belize to escape a lawsuit. And that's where the real craziness kicked in. With alleged paranoia, a harem of allegedly underage women, alleged drugs, alleged mercenaries, and potentially alleged murder. Allegedly. Oh, also libertarian politics and YouTube videos slagging his former company.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.